The biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from what feels like the snowy ice world of Hoth. It's the Worst Little Podcast. Joining me is my co-pilot, Mr. Chewbacca Josh Martin. And in the room, the engineering room, is Dogwater Dick and our lovely intern in a slave Leia outfit, Michelle Bell. And our guest this week, the stellar sounds of Busking by Moonlight.
On the Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Wow, you couldn't squeeze a molecule between your last word and that post.
Fucking
that was pretty
good job.
Smooth.
Thank you, man. Thank you. Welcome to the show, everybody. How was your weekends? What did you do? Did you go to the Santa Crawl?
Yes.
Did you go to the 42 party?
Nope.
I did.
I did.
I went to the 42 party.
I did.
Is that like a Jackie Robinson thing?
It was Rory's birthday party on Friday.
Is that a sports joke that none of us get?
Yeah, Jackie Robinson, number 42.
Number 42.
Yeah.
Jackie Robinson, we salute you. We're proud of
pioneer.
Was he the first Vanguard Italian?
Black athletes.
He was half Italian.
The lower half.
But nerdy Rory Dowd, who couldn't be here with us this week, is he turned 42, which is the answer to life, the universe, and everything.
Hi, apparently. I have a really small penis.
And yes, he's at 42 millimillas. I don't know. Anyway, but it was really, really fun. Vague Choir kicked a lot of ass. Reno, We Have a Problem was drunk and debauchery as usual.
Always.
That's so
awesome.
Weird for them.
7 Out was a really cool rap band band that I never heard of before.
I didn't stay for Vampirates at the end.
Oh, Vampirates killed
it. That was like
it.
1:30 in the morning, right?
That was the shiz night.
I couldn't stay out. I was falling asleep.
I didn't get home till like 3:30.
No, I'm all about drinking pee.
And Rory did drink pee.
Did he really drink pee finally?
Yeah. It's very sterile. Yeah.
It wasn't a problem because it was sterile. But we were all impressed and gave him a
was it
round
his own
of
pee?
Applause.
Yeah, and it's okay because.
Hi, I have a really small penis.
He whipped out his tiny pee.
Cup.
He's got kind of a narcissism thing.
Dixie cup.
He's going to drink pee to be his own. Yeah.
It was cool.
It's kind of like Steve-O
in the Jackass.
Congratulations for 42.
With a fancy mustache. So.
Yeah. Fuck the Reverend Rory Dowd.
Very cool shit.
Happy birthday, Rory. Sorry I missed your party.
What did you do this weekend, Chewbacca?
I was in Phoenix until Friday afternoon.
In the mines?
Yeah, I was working out of the mine there. And I went to Thursday Night Football, got to see the Cardinals and the Vikings play live. That was cool on Thursday night. Flew home Friday, went to a party, like an Italian restaurant. We had spaghetti and shit.
I stuck my dick in it and nothing happened.
I did. No, something happened. I didn't want to be inappropriate, but yeah. Spaghetti actually stays pretty warm when you put your dick in it.
98.6 degrees. It's a good temperature.
Actually,
for
not a bad place to put your dick.
Yeah, really, if you're going to put your dick somewhere.
Yeah, had a bunch of family stuff to do this weekend.
Very cool. Yeah. Nice to be back. Nice to have you back on the show.
Man, I missed you guys.
I ran into Chewie at Java Jungle.
Yeah, yesterday.
It's always good to go to Java Jungle and you run into somebody and you're like, oh, hey, I haven't seen you forever.
Yeah, I was at the Brewers cabinet. I was watching. They were only showing the Niners and the Browns game, and that sucked. So I was like, I'm going to walk to Cal Neva and watch some football.
Well, who wants to be inside of a cabinet?
It was so cold and so wet.
Fuck, dude.
Yeah, I had to stop at Java Jungle and start drinking coffee. And stuff.
It's been
and he
crazy.
Was sipping. He had one of the little itty bitty espresso cups,
it was
which
a cappuccino.
It looks extra funny in Chewie's giant like hand because he's a big guy and he's got this little itty bitty cup.
Yeah, so. It was cute.
Yeah, we talked about stuff and he was there by himself because his wife and kid were at a cookie party.
Mm-hmm. Cookie party?
That's
what I said.
Party. Yeah.
I was all cookie party. That sounds awesome. I need to have a cookie
like
party.
Like Sarah Silverman
in my pants.
No, it was like other little kids.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Didn't sound like my thing.
I see
he's probably
a party guy.
While
football's
they go going on,
yeah,
you're like,
it's hard for me to break away from that on Sunday.
Yeah. Do you want me to be here mentally, too, because we're at a cookie party and football's on?
Yeah.
I understand
can't
that.
Can't take the chance that the other dads will be locked up in a bedroom somewhere watching football, too. I didn't feel like risking it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get it.
So they dropped me off downtown and they picked me back up. It's nice. After the party.
You got a nice family, dude.
Yeah, your I got the best. Cool. They're awesome. They're going to be here next week in studio.
Yes, next week, ladies and gentlemen, the Christmas special that we do every year. This will be like our fifth one, right?
Yeah, yeah,
it's our
right?
fifth Christmas special with Riku. And we're going to have a review of the new Star Wars with Riku. She's going to give it a review, which I'm really excited because tonight, for our listeners, the day this comes out, Thursday, I'm going to see Star Wars 7, dude.
I may not be able to see it before our show on Monday, which means everything will be spoiled for me.
Oh, God.
You guys can't tell my daughter that we went without her either, so try to keep that under.
There's no way to do that. Yeah. She's gonna. The whole show is going to be talking about this stupid movie.
All right. She has to find out the hard way.
Yep. Yeah, that life is terrible.
We told her we were going to sign some papers.
And by sign some papers, we mean see a movie you really want to see without you.
For 2 hours.
Yeah. Right. I'm not taking her to see that shit.
So that's what I'm really excited about this week.
Well, I'm going Saturday.
Fucking A, dude. Busking by Moonlight, you guys going to see Star Wars?
Nope.
I'm going. Not going on opening, that's for sure, though.
All right, fuck it.
Mason. We got Nico downstairs on the drums. Christian, you going to Star Wars?
Hell yeah.
Ken?
No.
All right.
Never going to see a single Star Wars in my entire life. That's the goal.
Do you like Star
Good
Trek?
For you.
I've never seen Star Trek either.
Good for you. Too.
Right.
Oh, wait,
we've already been
covered. Yeah. I remember thinking,
Ken,
what a freak you are.
On a previous podcast, the Last to Leave podcast.
Nope. He's also never masturbated or had an orgasm. He just figures he doesn't need it. It's fine.
Purity.
Yeah, if you don't know
I've
any
also,
better.
I've also never had bread because, you know, I just don't think I need it.
Yeah, I'm Mormon, so everything is just a bam.
Oh, my God.
Damn.
And you got to wear that stupid garment under your clothes.
And yet you became.
I only know about that from gay porn.
Secret underwear. Really? There's Mormon gay porn?
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding? And it's so gross. It totally freaks me out. It's always titled something like Elder Josh Needs a Fucking Blowjob or something. Like it's, and then you're like, oh, do you guys really got to do that? Come on.
Oh, man.
I mean, we all think Mormon boys are cute, but can we not like make it like Mormon molestation porn? Like, oh.
What is totally the gross. Like straight people's Mormon porn like?
Yeah, do they have that?
Where, I like, hope so. Mormon chicks are
I've
fucking
never
hot.
Seen that, but I've seen
They're
it on
crazy
gay
too.
Stuff
yeah,
the time.
They are crazy.
Yeah,
and healthy.
If you do it in the butt, that doesn't count, right? That doesn't count as losing your virginity, right?
No, it doesn't.
Nope. That's that There's brown
a,
cherry.
I think the South Park guys did a fucking song for Mary about that one time, but never mind.
There's one way to find out.
So we're already at ass-fucking and Mormons this week.
I'm sorry.
Brilliant.
We're
show.
So,
Welcome
I want to
the club
to
if you've
to
never
all my
listened
Mormon
before.
Brothers and sisters.
Yes.
We love you.
Absolutely.
Especially the sisters.
Absolutely.
Now stop. And I love when missionaries come to my house because I love talking about the Bible, and they're always adorable. Mm-hmm. Yeah, come on in. Let's talk about the Bible.
Mm-hmm. So. Rick, what did you do this weekend?
Oh, I recorded Infectoskeletons. Nice. The majority of the weekend, we got the vocals down, and we got all, what, fucking 12 tracks? There was a bunch of tracks. I don't even know. There's like 12 or something. But we got them all done that had lyrics so far. They didn't have words written for all the songs. We've got all the music tracked, and it's sounding fucking great. And yeah, we got all the vocals that we had ready done, and there's still like 4 songs that need vocals. And they're finishing up how they want those vocals to go, and then they're going to come back in and finish it. And then there will be a new Infectoskeletons album.
Fucking A.
And it's Sweet. Fucking really awesome, you guys. Those guys are hella fun. Hella fun. And Mike broke my headphones. Ugh.
What happened?
I know. You know.
Head's so big.
I haven't
them.
Bought. I haven't fucking. Old, his giant head did it. I'm going to change the story and make it his giant head that did it. No, and that was a minor part of it. I don't mean to bring that up like I'm bitter. I'm not bitter, I swear. It was a dark room, and the headphones were set on a chair, and he sat down on them.
Oh!
Snap! Bam. Ooh. Just like that.
Damn.
I know. Luckily, I have others, so.
Did you trip out and yell at him?
No, right, I was really cool about it at the time. So, and I have this thing where I'm totally cool. I'm like, oh, it's no big deal. They're only things. And then later in the session, I'm all, so you're paying for those, right? So it was
some
cool,
high dollar headphones?
Cool and mildly dick. Every pair of headphones in this house is $100.
Okay.
So like it's just $100, $100, $100. I mean, but look around. It's fucking, that's like, so there's like $1,500 in stupid headphones in this place. Like it's really kind of silly when you think about
it. Isn't cool and then mild dick like passive aggressive?
Yes. It totally is. And I didn't mean it to be that way, but afterwards I'm thinking about it. I'm like, oh, I asked too much about him paying for the headphones. Like, why should I? Why am I such
a
dick?
You're actually the opposite of a dick. You're just trying to be nice. But yeah, about like, wanting the money for the headphones.
It's all really cool. Don't worry about it. It's no big deal. You are paying for those, right?
Right.
You are.
Just to remind you one more time, Mike.
Like, so don't forget to pay for the phone. No, which I really, I'll survive. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, just take it out of his bill.
No, I can't. Yeah. Then, by the way, yeah, I did an extra $100
give me,
in mixing.
Give me invoice.
Face.
These guys probably don't listen.
They might. But they were it was
dudes.
Fucking hell.
Yeah,
fun.
I know they like our show, but they probably mostly listen when they're on.
Yeah.
Right.
That's what I do.
Me too. Which is every week almost. Busking by Moonlight, will you give us a song so we can hear what you guys sound like?
I heard they suck.
Formulate some good band questions for you.
Tears of sorrow, the mighty minds. Let's take a stroll down the sidewalk. Ooh, terminal lights. Lost my train of thought, left my soul behind.
fantastic, you guys.
Oh, I can't believe that.
Funky. That song sucks.
Riku doesn't know nothing
so
about no fun.
Not much about music. Yeah. That was fun.
Stick a dick off a cliff.
She only likes They Might Be Giants.
Yeah, which, what does that mean? I mean, yeah. They can't even sing or nothing.
You can't even dance to that shit. For but real. You dance to your guys' music.
Yeah.
Busking
Damn.
By Moonlight.
Thank you.
Do you guys do an acoustic version of this on the streets? Are you actual we've done buskers?
That. We've done that a couple times, yeah. actually, but we usually do this one electric, though.
Which but that makes
yeah,
the
it's
name,
hard to play.
Like,
I mean, funk doesn't really translate like, acoustically that well.
You can't busk next to plugs. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, you get those little amps too.
Maybe it should just be like playing at clubs, but
little, like pig,
like Ralph Macchio and Crossroads.
Your band is
yeah,
terribly
like
named.
Ralph Macchio or Harry Perry was that Venice Beach?
Yeah, from Venice Beach.
Yeah. All right. So.
How about if you change the name to the Funk Ups?
I like that.
Don't Funk name. Up, you know?
You guys want to vote
the
on it?
Funk Ups. No, Buskin' Bill, that's cooler.
It is cool, Dan.
Thank you.
Have you actually ever bussed by Moonlight?
Well, that's still on our bucket list.
Shit. Oh,
before we all die.
Worst of the podcast exclusive, they've never done what their name says. You guys suck. They bussed one time, but there was no moon.
It's like seeing the butt fuckers and they didn't Find really ever fucking the butts.
Find out the butthole surfers don't even surf and they're from
surf
Texas.
Yeah. Yeah. At all.
They don't surf butts.
This is bullshit. Music is bullshit.
The Cure has never cured anything.
Nothing.
Okay.
Nothing. Definitely not depression.
The Smiths, Morrissey's last name is not Smith.
Nope.
Now I'd say Clown Posse. Their name.
They're actually right for real.
I don't know how insane they actually are, though. They are clowns, though.
And Dionne Word, oh my God, they never answered anything. Dionne Word means the answer. I had to just translate.
They answered a lot.
Oh, really?
I know. They asked him that, the answer to what, and he's all, I don't know, whatever. Yeah. So, because they're kind
of. Those guys
trash.
Are rad. Yeah.
Yeah,
I love Dionne Word.
There's F.
Dionne Word.
When do you guys start doing this together?
Man, it didn't like really all happen at one time. It kind of happened over a period of time. Me and Nico, the drummer, were the first ones that got together and started jamming. And then we met Kenny at a Knitting Factory show. So we were just kind of performing under my name, Mason Fry. And then Kenny Shepherd was playing with the White Bulbs. And we just kind of met and hit it off and started a trio. And then we picked up Christian later on. And I just had music classes with him. That's how I knew him, so...
You guys are all pretty young. Like, what's the average age of your band?
I think we're all 21.
Yeah, we're all 21 right now.
Kenny.
Except
for Kenny. I'm a dinosaur. I'm 23.
Damn. Oh, God.
I know.
Rory's twice as old as you guys.
Yeah. Shout out to Nico, though. He just turned 21.
Yeah.
Bam!
Nick's like three times as old as you.
We got to pour some shots in you.
Yeah. Let's get you fucked up like us.
Yeah. Shave his head.
I'm funked up.
You're a man now.
Funked up. Yeah. So I always wonder, because I'm in a band, I'm a musician, and I've been in many bands, I'm in a couple bands, and what changes a lot from band to band is where we practice. Like, where do you guys get together and do your writing and jamming? And
Mason's fucking castle.
I'm a rock god, and that's just what rock gods do, is they have castles, and they write songs in their castles. So.
Mason, are you a rich kid? You're a rich kid, huh? Oh, my God.
I mean, sometimes we go to
Kenny
Shack.
How do you play so well and be a rich kid?
Sometimes you what?
We go to Kenny Shack sometimes.
Yeah. Kenny Shack. Is Kenny from the other side of the tracks, Mason?
I'm of the opinion.
Do your parents know that you play with him?
Basements and garages make better music than, like, we practice at a studio every week. You know, you know what I mean? Like, we're all pampered and shit, but when you're in the fucking garage and you know.
Yeah.
Freezing your ass
off. You got to earn that studio.
Paying your dues, yeah. So what's the answer? Really, you have a castle?
Yeah, I secretly busk in rich places, and that's how I make most of my money.
Wow.
You do it like with a mask on, like Zorro.
At 21,
so nobody knows.
You're a fucking genius.
You should have been doing this whole time, Nick.
I know. I'm an idiot. I've been wasting all my
life. He's busking on 4th Street. Nobody's got any money down there.
I don't play as good as Mason either, so I'm not going to make that much money. What else? We got, what do you guys do in the day? What are your day jobs? Besides you, rich, and live in a castle.
Mason works. You work, don't you, Mason? You don't work.
Are you a Mason?
I'm in between work right now, but.
Oh, my God. You don't have to work, do you?
God, you. Yeah, yeah. It's hell with work, man.
Are you trust fund baby?
Are you really, guys? Like work? Come on. Yeah.
Mason, you're really talented. We have to pick on you.
So when I was a kid, my dad told me work is for jerks.
That shit's for the birds.
I'm with your dad, dude. Yeah. Fuck, I'm a jerk too. But what do you do, Kenny?
I work for the Department of Agriculture.
Really?
Yeah. It's actually the best job in the world. Nothing but smiles there. I wave people by all day.
Really?
All day. He's that guy when you drive.
Oh, you're that guy.
I love that guy.
I always think, like, if I always think, fucking hide the weed. The guy's going to look.
Oh, I'm going to take that for myself.
Yeah. I thought those guys were a bunch of loadies.
Dude, you're right there by where the Donner Party ate each other.
Oh, that's my actually family. What? I plan on starting a restaurant, and it's called Just Eat, and it's just mainly people, and we're going to serve vegans.
That'll be good.
You serve vegan meat.
Yeah. No, nice. Just vegan people. Yeah.
Right, to eat.
Made of vegans.
Is it vegan if you eat vegan people? It's
not. It's not. That's not even. That's the opposite.
But it was fed on only vegan food.
Right. Mm-hmm. So
that's why they're healthy.
Organic people.
Exactly.
Nice.
Organic grass-fed people.
Corn-fed the best, cow.
The best a cannibal could do.
Yeah. You don't want, if you're a cannibal, you don't want to eat people that eat McDonald's and smoke cigarettes all day.
Fuck that. Have you seen those people?
They're disgusting.
Jesus. Unless you want a cheap meal. I mean, like, sometimes that's all you can afford.
Well, we can franchise that. Make millions of dollars off of that.
It's true.
It's like McDonald's, really.
That is true. You can make a monopoly out of it
for sure. Like McDonald's, you like cigarettes, and you love eating people. Eat that shit.
And you're for us. Yeah.
Christian, what is your day job?
Sometimes I help out with the landlord. Sometimes he's hired me.
Sexually.
No, but lay down
like an enforcer
and stuff, and then full-time student.
Cool. Oh, full-time student. Well, at least you do more than Mason.
How many of you guys are into college?
Hey, I'm a student, too.
Oh, you are? Okay.
Yeah. Downstairs?
What are you studying? Is it like philosophy or something useless like that?
I love philosophy.
English.
But I'm a BA in music and a minor in psychology.
Okay.
So,
okay. Nico?
That's not bad.
I work at a makeup store.
IMAC?
That's probably a good job.
At Ulta out in Spanish Springs.
Sweet.
That's where you pick up the chicks.
Oh, yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, that's what I was
all
thinking.
All day long, huh?
That's why his hair's so good, too.
I know. I was going to say, that's why he's got that long, pretty
hair.
I get
some good deal on hair products, yeah. Mm-hmm.
How many girlfriends you got?
Only one.
Oh, that's nice.
You hook her up with some makeup.
It's way too much work. I mean, just one alone is work.
Yeah, that's plenty of work.
Yeah. I just got girls who are friends.
Now, does she get upset? Like she's like, you're fucking dealing with chicks all day. Does she get jealous or anything like that?
You come home smelling like other women's perfume.
No, she's usually pretty stoked because I bring home free shit. So
Yeah. There it is.
That's like dating somebody fat and you work at a pizza place.
Yeah, it's
perfect. Kind of.
Almost. It's like the same thing.
Yeah, it's like dating a homeless lady when you work at the homeless shelter.
Honey, I brought you home a place to sleep. Here you go. Oh, there was leftovers.
Oh, baby, you treat me so good. So, hey, what are some of your favorite gigs you've had recently?
The Off-Beat Festival was pretty fun.
Oh, yeah,
that
was
good.
That was great. Fest.
Where did you play?
We were at the Morris Brunner Hotel.
Yeah, nice. We beat off at the Morris Brunner Hotel.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was my first time there. It was pretty cool. They gave us a little tour around the building. Each room has, like, their own art theme.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
I've never seen that
before. I love that place.
It's pretty rad.
It's a cool building.
It's good. Yeah, go check that out. It's on 4th Street, Morris Brunner Hotel. Very cool artsy.
Right by the actual homeless shelter.
Yeah, right by the homeless shelter.
That's a good segue.
See how we tied that in? Yep. Yeah. We're geniuses. You guys want to play another song for us?
Yeah, do
absolutely.
It.
Yeah, what song?
Vampiris.
Okay.
Don't ask me.
I got to switch instruments real quick then.
Yeah, so he doesn't just do guitar, he does
Oh, man, yeah, viola. I forgot.
Do you get pissed off when people say it's a violin? He doesn't have headphones on, huh?
No, he's pretty cool about it.
You're plugging in a viola?
So that's a really fat violin you got there.
Yeah.
Far out. Christian is multi-instrumental. How many of you guys? You guys are all multi-instrumental, right?
Yeah.
Everybody
for the most part. But guitar is my main instrument, though.
Let's not give him too much credit yet. He might suck at this one. We'll find out.
Just Rick, like, engineers out the cello or part.
Right. Is it? Right. If the audience doesn't hear it, that's why.
You're close. Right. It's in between
it didn't
a violin
record.
And cello.
I don't understand.
Same tuning as a cello.
Oh, what is it?
Same tuning as a cello.
Is it viola?
Yeah.
Viola. I'm sorry.
I didn't even know that they tuned them different.
I don't even know what a fucking stand-up bass is.
So you can't use like a little snark. You have to like get a cello tuner.
But so yeah, those go up to your chin, the viola and the violin, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Word.
What does it do? What does it sound like?
It sounds like a bow.
Yeah.
A very cool looking bow.
And he's running
almost
it through
looks
an
like
amp.
A
so.
Green lightsaber.
That's festive.
I got it to piss off my high school orchestra teacher.
Yeah? Did it work?
Oh, yeah. Everything's so uniform in classical music.
Yeah, why do you always got to call attention to yourself?
How long have you been playing viola?
Like fifth grade, I want to say, around there.
So, like 15 years?
So, like 5 years.
10 years?
12 years?
Right. I'm bad at math.
I'll go with 12. I don't want to count.
Yeah. I was closest.
12's good.
All right, so if you suck, then we're going to be like,
you should have given this up in sixth grade.
Yeah.
Really, dude. Focus on something
else. Just kidding.
That's what all these pedals are for. I got to hide the bad.
Oh, right. That's hooked up to the pedal board?
Yes.
Oh, fuck. This is going to be good.
Fucking rad. Well, now our sights are pretty high and it's going to blow.
All right, guys. This is going to make or break us. Let's do it.
Don't fuck it up, Christian.
Vampires.
Bye.
now, you guys.
Most people count in to start the song.
Sorry. I didn't mean to Rickroll you there. I was trying to play the crowd.
That is a cool sound to get out of that viola through the...
Oh, thank you.
Fuck yeah, dude. The wah-wah pedal.
Yeah, that's cool.
That was neat, dude. You guys are fucking cool, dude. That was dirty.
I think we have to overload the music on this episode, if you know what I'm saying.
I remember Mason, like, what part of the Delta blues like, did you grow up in?
The rich part,
right? I didn't really grow up in any Delta blues, but Delta, I listened to like all kinds of music growing up, and Delta blues was just one of those styles. I actually didn't really get into that stuff though until I was like, you know, in my later years of high school.
Yeah, before that, Creed and Nickelback were his favorites.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I could see that.
Sick burn.
Because we all just want to be big rock stars.
Yeah. No, that's amazing, dude. And your pipes, again. Hey. Like, I remember the first time I saw you at the folk festival.
Uh-huh.
When everybody was like, holy shit, dude, listen to that guy sing. this big... like this just like soulful black man inside this young little white dude up there, and it's amazing, you guys.
Thank you, guys.
Reminds me a little bit of that, you guys. The Band of Gypsies, Jimi Hendrix stuff, like the bass and the drums anyways. Pretty smooth.
Yeah.
Nice,
man.
And funky.
You fit together, you're like playing with each other. It's fucking amazing. I really like your band.
Oh yeah.
So, but on that note, as usual at the podcast, we have to ask you a whole bunch of embarrassing questions and stuff. But since Mason and Ken have taken the quiz before, we're doing it with Christian and Nico. Can I have Rory's music, please?
As you wish, Uncle Nick.
Riku, it's time for the worst little quiz in the world. It's where Rory usually asks you uncomfortable questions or, you know, weird things we want to know about to get to know you. Then we score you objectively, subjectively, and sexually. First question out of the gate, I'm going to start with Nico.
All right.
All right, you're in your galactic space pod. Your brother, your lover, your mother. There's only room for one. You're going to crash. If you and you have you're okay, let me start this question. You're on a giant spaceship. You got one pod. You can only take one person with you. Your brother, you love your mother. Who do you take?
Your lover. Yeah.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Christian?
Lover. Got to repopulate whatever plan.
All right. Yes. Lover all the way around. Very, very good.
Sorry, Mom.
She'll understand.
So if you were the one stuck on the spaceship and you had your one last meal, it could be anything you wanted, Nico, what would it be?
My mom makes these really awesome chicken and potato tacos. And then I wouldn't take her with me, so.
Make the tacos. Now die.
Christian?
See, I'm from Texas, so I want that Southern comfort food.
Southern comfort, you say?
Like a chicken fried steak, oh, some yeah. gravy, some
mashed potatoes.
Collard greens, mashed potatoes.
Collard greens.
Fried, what is that stuff? That
sounds good.
Forgot the name of what it was.
Okra?
Yeah. Okra.
You like okra?
I love okra, especially when it's fried with butter.
Do you like okra pickles?
Never tried them.
Ew. What was the first album you ever bought, Christian?
Oh, shit.
With your own money?
Let's see. It was in a Barnes & Noble, and I think it was an Alan Parsons project.
Tag it.
Rika's very judgmental on that question. If it is,
she doesn't know
like,
shit about music though. Like
if it isn't Crush, or what is it, Crush? That's her favorite.
She loves Crush.
Oh, they might be Giants.
She just thinks everyone else is gay. Yeah. Or her dad.
Yeah.
So, Nico, what was your first album?
I think it was probably a Black Eyed Peas album. Yeah,
I had a feeling.
That's got some soul.
I'm gonna give you some points for honesty there. What was your first show, Nico?
First rock show that you ever went to. You ready? Rush.
Motherfucker.
I drummer just quit.
But you don't have to.
Pretty cool.
No, yeah, I'm not super big fan of Rush. It was just a badass show.
That's pretty rad, though.
And what tour was that?
No, I don't remember what it was called.
What year was that?
Did they play Tom Sawyer?
How many years ago?
Yeah, they did. Come on.
They play Spirit of Radio?
I don't know. I was in elementary school, so...
Okay, so it was like, what, 3 years ago?
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Okay. All right. We didn't ask first show to Christian. What was your first show?
I got to see Eric Clapton. My dad bought me tickets back when I went to Vegas, so that was cool.
In Vegas?
Yeah, nice. Up at MGM Grand.
How old were you when you did that?
I was like ninth grade.
Yeah. Nice.
Started late, but...
Did he play Layla?
Yeah, he did. He did like the electric version, but on acoustic guitar.
Did he play Stairway?
Cool. Oh, cool. Stairway.
All right. Smoke on the water.
Christian, what is your favorite local radio station?
I've been digging 100.1 The X.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice.
They've played us, so they're cool with me.
Yeah. Nico?
I like 104.1 sometimes.
Okay.
Actually, can I shout another radio station out, actually?
Yeah, go ahead.
It's like, I just kind of discovered it's like Define 89, like 89.1. That one's
pretty
good.
Yeah, that's like some offshoot of The X, though.
Yeah, like, I like that one a lot, too.
It's like some Renegades from The X star that.
What do they play?
Really?
They play like The X used to be, where they didn't really have any kind of format. They play a lot of
It's whatever
stuff.
They feel like playing.
Yeah.
But
they play a lot
of times
really
get,
cool music.
Yeah, you can get like some of the old school blues. You can get some jazz. You can get
89.1.
Is it a pirate station or is it?
I think it's listener supported though. I don't think it's.
Yeah, it's not corporate or anything. Yeah. It's
okay.
It's pretty 89.1.
All right. Well, there's your plug, fellas.
Check it out.
I love new radio, man. You know, you get so bored. And I have a driver's job, so I listen to a lot of that, or I just say fuck it and put on my podcasts and shit. All right, so Nico, did you answer who your favorite radio is? Oh, you both did. Yes, yeah. You said KRZQ, then you said The X. Okay, sorry, I'm a little high right now. Nico, who in all of human history would you get in a fist fight with?
Gwen Stefani.
Hell yeah.
Oh, nice.
I was talking to my daughter about that today.
Yeah, probably.
Christian?
Kanye, so this band gets some publicity.
Nice.
Taking one for the team.
All right.
No, he's taking it.
All right.
Great.
Speaking of that, age and circumstances of your virginity being lost. Yes. Christian.
Who would I be if I kissed and told?
Oh, so you're saying you're taking a pass?
We want no names.
You
just
have to
general
names.
Circumstance
you
and age.
Circumstance.
I'll be very obscure and just go college dorm room.
Okay.
Nice.
College dorm room? All right. That says when.
But the most affordable college dorm room.
My right. Not like fucking Mason. No, we understand. Real world.
Nico?
15 in a foreclosure home that I broke into.
Fucking A.
Oh, he just won that
you
one.
Just fucking
he is the drummer. He is the
Northwest
drummer.
Reno style.
I did that on acid, but no, I didn't get laid.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you our drummer.
All right, I'm going to start with Nico on this one then. Okay, a celebrity road trip buddy movie. Who's the celebrity you take with you?
Shit.
Christian, you want to give this one an answer?
Kanye, so we can squash that beef.
Nice. Nico?
I don't know, somebody funny. I would take this comic, Chris D'Elia, because he's...
Chris D'Elia?
He's crazy, yeah.
Is he a new guy?
Yeah, yeah.
Nice. You guys are 21, so you know, like, shit that we don't know about. Everybody go. Everybody older than that, go look up Chris D'Elia, because I don't know what that is. But
what's our demographic, anyhow?
I don't know, like, old guys
drunks?
That go to jobs. That's what I always think, but...
Yeah.
All right, so that's it with the regular questions. Right. Chewbacca's going to hit you with some rapid fire.
All right, you guys ready?
Fire.
Okay, O.J. Simpson or JonBenet Ramsey?
Yeah, I can't hear him.
O.J. Simpson.
Can't hear me?
Oh, I'm so sorry. That is totally my fault. Remember when I fixed that problem with your voice?
You say O.J., though?
You've spent this whole show not hearing him.
Yeah. It's just like weird silences, and then everybody laughs.
I'm so sorry. How is it now?
Can you hear me now?
I can. That's awesome.
Fuck,
okay,
I'm
O.J.
So
Simpson
sorry.
Or JonBenet Ramsey?
O.J.
Okay. shoes or socks?
Socks.
Shoes.
Keystone or Pyramid?
Keystone.
Pyramid.
Weed or beer?
Weir.
Beer.
All right.
Circumcised or not?
Yes.
Yes.
Beat up or arrested?
Arrested.
Arrested.
I don't lose.
Right. Would you rather be gay or have red hair?
Well.
I'd rather be gay.
I already got red hair.
So you'll stick with it.
I'll stick with it.
Because you could go gay and not have red hair.
All right. Elko or Vegas?
Okay. Vegas?
Yeah, Vegas.
AIDS or cancer?
AIDS, you can live with that shit now.
Cancer, you can tell your parents.
Stick with the Star Wars theme. Would you rather be stuck in an elevator with Jar Jar Binks or C-3PO?
Oh, shit. Oh, C-3PO.
Yeah.
He'll fix the elevator.
He could get you the fuck out.
I don't know. He's kind of a bitch.
Have you heard Jar Jar, though?
Jar Jar's a total bitch, yeah. I think I'd go with C-3PO, too.
He's back.
The Binks Awakens.
Elvis or the Beatles?
Beatles.
Elvis.
All right.
But what, Golden Shower or Bukkake?
Yes.
Golden Shower, it comes off easier.
Yeah, Golden Shower.
Yeah. That's a good choice, but it's still sick.
Yeah, I mean, there was no good answer, though.
Beat up or arrested?
I'll say arrested again.
Yeah, I said that one.
Nick, do you ever listen to the show?
No.
You are stoned.
He's high.
Fuck, where's my... Where's
hamburgers
my...
or hot dogs?
His friends know better, but Nick feels like exploring.
Hamburgers or hot dogs?
He is not alone.
I'll go hamburgers.
Yeah, hamburgers.
Metal or punk?
Punk.
Punk, yes.
Waylon or Willie?
Willie.
Willie.
All right.
Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Wars.
Yeah, Star Wars.
Did you already do that one too?
Nope.
Nope.
Oh, good. See?
You're good.
I'm paying attention.
Good job, man. You get to go to college.
Rick, you got any more?
No, I thought my important ones are covered.
Crips or Bloods?
Oh, good question.
Blue's better on me since the red hair, so.
Yeah, I'm Mexican, so the blue one.
All right. Those are good answers.
All right, let me see what they got here.
Total them up, Nick.
All right, we're going with the... Oh, shit, dude. It was pretty close, pretty fucking close. Nico had 875. Christian had 941. Aww. Christian is the winner this week.
Congratulations.
Woo! Way to go.
All right, what'd I win?
You all get to go blow
I'll
Rick.
Show you after the show.
Rick has some prizes for you after
in my
the
pants.
Show.
He's going
to
give them to you after we all leave.
I get to beat up Kanye.
That's right.
Coming for you.
It's more like a bragging rights thing, but you did a good job. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, did he beat you guys' scores? What did you guys
remember? Do you remember your score?
Remember.
What do we
did
even
you
bother
the
giving
round?
You guys scores for?
Probably not. My answers were horrible.
Okay. You were by yourself. How yeah, you I heard lose? That episode where he lost to Bonzo. Because, you know, Bonzo.
Because he rocks so
hard. He rocks so hard, he's not a mortal man.
Oh, Zombo.
Zombo. Oh, I said Bonzo. Fuck.
How dare you?
I
wish we could have Bonzo on. That'd be awesome.
Don't quit your day job. Sexually. All right, fellas, play us another song.
Oh, man,
that bass player isn't smart enough to handle more than four strings.
Design? Yeah. Why'd you upgrade? I actually have a chord malfunction right now.
Oh, no!
Oh, shit.
So let's continue being really funny on the show.
All right. What is your next gig, you guys?
You know, that's a good question.
Yeah,
we are looking to go for a tour right now. So Christian and I are building electronic press kit as we speak.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
I'm sitting here texting literally in front of all you guys. You just can't know.
Do you want to start the tour?
January.
Yeah,
it's kind of short. Shit. It's real short notice, but I don't think it's going to happen.
You can do it. Yeah. You can wing it.
We're doing a small tour of California, Sacramento, and San Francisco. That's where our goal is.
Very cool.
Like a 4-day, 3-day thing.
Yeah.
Now, when you go out on the road, do you hook up with our fellow Renoites who are out there, like Underwood and Chris Fox are touring this winter? I know they're going.
I actually know. We just kind of book our own thing.
Oh, that's cool.
I've never actually been on the road,
like,
so.
Some of the guys here all mix it up. Like Spike McGuire's got to have hired you guys for some shit, right?
We've actually never played with Spike McGuire other than at Offbeat.
Yeah, we played him at Offbeat.
Well, you just kind of put him together.
That was a Remy
acoustic
thing.
Act. Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
So, I've been on tour with Underwood. But
yes.
I don't think we're going to go with anyone else.
Do you need a cord?
Yeah, you guys got any kind of like web presence? You got a website or place where people can go find your music?
I looked at the domain. I don't want to spend $3 a month. That's a little expensive for my
Yeah, but we have we have a Reverb Nation up.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then we have a Facebook page, Busking by Moonlight. And it's spelled wrong.
Anything like Bandcamp where people can listen to your stuff?
That's Facebook and Reverb Nation.
Yeah.
Okay.
We might have a Bandcamp, though, actually. But
how's it spelled?
Shit's like, all the
to
same.
Look for it on Reverb
Nation. So it's Busking spelled like it would be. Moonlight is L-I-T-E instead of L-I-G-H-T. Which,
that's the right way to spell
important.
It.
Yeah.
Which I actually spelled it wrong for the first couple months I was in the band, I guess. So
I spelled it wrong on my notes.
By spelled it wrong, you mean you spelled it correctly.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Right.
I'm just checking.
I spelled it correctly.
Spelled like Miller Lite.
Right,
L-I-T-E.
Yeah. Moonlight.
You don't need to waste all those letters.
And there's less calories.
Yeah, and it's less filling.
Right, so you can get
and it
slower.
Tastes great.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. All
right, so we've got the chord situation worked out.
We're doing this.
Yes, sir.
All right.
I love when I'm not the only one that fucks up the show.
We got
Busking
your back.
By Moonlight with L-I-T-E. Soulful.
Jesus.
Love it, dude.
Kenny's having problems.
You guys want to double up and do another song
for
us?
Yeah, do more.
We're just getting into the music, man.
Sweet.
Really good.
Let's do Sweet Hollow Poison.
Okay.
Michelle Bell's going to come in and dance in her Leia slave costume in here.
Sweet. Yeah, so everybody picture that because that's what's happening.
I'm actually going to switch a
Where's Jabba the Hutt, man?
Right here. I'll be Jabba. Fuck it.
Yeah, Chewie's going to be Teddy's Jabba.
Give me the chain.
And I'm going to be Han Solo and Carbonite just watching on the wall.
Yeah. And at the end of the song, Michelle's going to choke Chewie to death with a chain.
That's fine with me. Right. Yeah. Whatever it takes for the show, I don't give a fuck.
Face faggot! I'm not sure who that was facing, though. Oh, back to the electric cello. This is going to be a good one.
The arm cello. Yeah, this song's about drinking, so.
I thought it was about heroin.
I can relate to that.
Yeah, right.
Drinking heroin?
Yeah.
Oh.
Ouch. Yeah. This is a stomach ache.
These guys are young, Nick. They do shit different than you and me.
Oh, yeah. We mellowed out.
Yeah, I never drank nothing.
No. Yeah.
Remember that time you found out you could put meth in your butt?
I heard about it. I didn't do it.
They call it butt bumping.
I know. So, some homosexual guys told me about that.
Yeah. Yeah. Straight people told me about it. And they
really?
They wanted to know if I wanted to use their eyedropper. I'm all, no. No, I don't.
Nasty.
I don't know where your butt's been.
This one's called Sweet Hollow Poison. Stick around. I got this drink to break your frown. The sweet hollow poison, let me shoot it down. Come on, baby, take the long way down. Me to this old lie. Original sin has been done right. Sweet drinks please my broken eyes. Hey little angel, please hear my lie. My heart always breaks. The slick wit devil leads me to start. My hope is dying, left to rot. My body is dying, left to rot. To rot. To rot. Taking its hold.
sweet hollow poison, let me shoot it down. Come on, baby, take the long way down. Hey, pretty darling, I want to stick around. I got this drink to wreck your frown. Sweet hollow poison, let me shoot it down. Come on, baby, take the long way down. But for now, I've just got to bring it down. Oh, but for now, I've just got to bring it down. Oh, for now, I've just got to bring it down. Oh, Lord. For now, I've just got to bring it
All of your songs end the same way. Do you do that on purpose? All your songs like, ah, stop.
Yeah, we love that.
Like every time, like, let's just all stop together.
Yeah. Yeah, we'd love to do a live fade out. I think we actually did a live fade out on a song once. But I want to bring that back.
What?
I like that. The band just gets soft. And everybody's waiting, like, is it going to come back up?
Yeah, and then it does.
Oh, shit, it's done. All right. Yay. Dude,
I like when the band waits for you to clap and then starts playing again.
Yeah, yeah.
Those guys are dicks.
Yeah,
it's a trick.
Oh, yeah,
I love that shit. You guys, how do you have the blues so bad when you're 21 years old? What happened?
Because of alcohol.
And remember, yeah. I don't know. I think pain felt more real when I was young too. So
Yeah. Maybe
they have it more than the old people.
Yeah, we're just a bunch of whiny babies. That's why.
Mm-hmm.
Babies.
We just complain about our lives. That's what our songs are, just complaining.
People mistake complaining for the blues.
Yeah, complaining, guitar, more guitar, complaining, more guitar.
A little bit of blues.
Alcohol once in a while.
You have a happy song. Do you have a happy song?
Your fingers have
to. Hey, new kind of soul.
Yeah.
Your fingers got to,
we got a happy song.
Okay, good.
Do that stuff. So
you have to have at least one.
Yep.
There's some kind of connection. The bass player just ran out to take a potty break, so we have to wait a second.
Bass players just love to take shits.
Yeah, they will.
I told you guys.
They eat huge cheeseburgers, and they come to your house and take a dump.
The bass is not all they drop.
Oh.
Fuck yeah.
You're a bass player, Nick. You know how often you take a shit.
I do. I shit a lot, to be honest.
It's healthy,
with you.
Really.
Should we talk about my shits? Is that a good segment?
No, probably not. That's kind of fucked up.
Remember some previous
interesting
shows?
Yeah, you could reference a few different shows about Nick's shits.
What's the deal?
Nick also likes shit.
What's the deal with, like, flat ones, right? I mean, I remember Don talking about it.
That's a tapeworm.
Flat?
Nick.
Like,
do I have a tapeworm?
Are you always
what
hungry?
What does that mean?
Is it like a flat one that moves
and is
long and white?
Are you squeezing your butt cheeks together so it comes out flat? I don't understand.
I don't know. It's weird. It's weird. They come out like flat discs.
They look like whitefish.
Flat discs? So they come out, like, the hard way? Like, I don't, like, boop. Like
those Nerf discs?
Are they coins? Did you accidentally eat coins?
No. I still don't know if I ever digested that beer can top. So maybe that's interfering with my poops.
Oh, is it stuck in there somewhere?
In my colon.
Do you ever take a shit that has like the impression of a
PBR.
Beer can top stuck in it?
No, I've never seen that yet. But I do look at every shit I take. Yeah. I do analyze it.
What kind of beer cap are you expecting?
Is it one of those pull tabs?
One of these pull tabs.
Oh, okay.
Like on the top of your beer can.
You might have passed that and
not
even known it if it was in the middle of your shit.
It's not professional.
So if you could still be inside of you?
Possibly. They said that these things stay inside of you sometimes for years.
It's probably stuck to your appendix.
A couple black dudes in that shit, too.
What?
I don't see the connection.
Not to change the subject.
Other Nick. I don't understand what you're saying. So, yeah, I guess we're going to do another Busky from Moonlight before we get to what's going on next week and shit.
Right.
Very, very good.
Is Kenny back?
Yes.
Yep. Oh, he is? Okay.
We are back.
I'm so glad. We didn't
business.
Do well
He's
while
tuning
we
up. He's tuning up, getting that rap bass tuned up. What's that, a Fender bass?
It's an all-parts bass, but it's modeled off a Fender. Fender Jazz.
It's very cool and thick. And man, your fingers, I was watching you play and just going, holy fuck, how come I never could do that? I'm more of a pick guide. You're fingering them like Do you like Jocko?
He's not. He's in my top five, but he's not my favorite.
Who's your favorite?
Oh, man. That's a tough question. That's a tough question. It's
it sounds
between,
like
he's
definitely not Jocko.
It's between Wojak Piłczakowski and Victor Wooten.
All right.
Victor Wooten.
Probably the Polish guy.
Yeah, I like Victor Wooten, but I like Wojak. Yeah. His writing's a little bit better.
Wojak.
Yeah.
Wojak, definitely.
I'm down with Wojak, too.
All right, Buskin' by Moonlight, what you got?
All right, we're going to do one of our happier songs.
Happy!
A happy blues. So, this one's called New Kind of Soul.
You said you would be the one to have my heart, but you were wrong. You said that we never grow apart, but now you've you were wrong. You said we never grow apart, but now you've gone.
We ended on that note without even looking at each other.
Yeah, hell yeah.
I love how you guys nail it like that. Damn.
People out in the audience, we have the guitarist in the studio with us. The drummer's downstairs.
Where
they can't see each other.
And still, they managed to nail it perfectly.
All about instincts. Wow. So good.
It's using the force. Even with the blast shield down.
Put the blast shield down and fucking do it.
Bam.
Fucking A. You guys are tight. Like, I'm glad you four found each other, man.
Dude, amazing. Didn't you play that last time you were here?
Yeah.
But it was just you with the guitar and Zombo.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Doing the backups.
Exactly.
So fucking Zomba's crazy. Dude.
Zomba's harmonies are sick, though.
Oh, for real.
Oh, dude.
Keeps that low.
Sexually.
Right.
Yeah, Zomba's a real pro.
Yeah, fucking A is.
Fucking A. Yeah. Oh, and
Jack
like,
Joseph. But.
Yeah, let's have a moment of silence for Jack Joseph.
Yeah, Jack Joseph did pass away recently.
Are you fucking serious? I didn't know.
You didn't know, Rick?
Oh, my God. Jack Joseph died?
Yep.
For
he's
you
like
guys,
92 years old.
You young guys,
shit.
He used to host movies on television.
On
when I was fucking 18 and 19, I didn't have any cable. And there was only, you only had like three channels. And his shit would be on all night. And he'd have these movies.
You'd stay up all night watching Jack Joseph. He'd
and
play
he'd fucking
like
come
three movies in a row.
And he'd have a cup of coffee. And he'd be all, and now we're going to watch this. And here you go.
Ads.
Green lights and blue skies.
A cup of coffee, but you know it was really vodka.
I was hoping. Vodka,
you know, I mean,
like
I saw him around town a couple times, and he was totally drunk.
Always, I saw him at Mirabelli's once, and he was nice. I was totally
he's
freaked out.
Friendly.
I was standing there going, "Oh my god, it's fucking Jack Joseph!" Like I was all freaked out.
I saw him at a restaurant once too, and sat near him, and I was like, "That's fucking Jack Joseph."
Yeah. Damn, first time I met him, I was wearing the pig suit at the state fair. I was my job when I was 15.
Really?
Yeah. So I didn't really actually mean it.
We've stumbled into
He's
a better
like, hey.
Story.
Hey.
Oh, yeah.
What's up, pig?
Yeah, I was in a pig suit.
And he didn't even know. It's like Chewbacca from
me.
The Worst Little
Next
Podcast.
Next time I met him was at a bar called the Code of the West Lounge out on West 4th Street. I was like, damn.
That was the name of the
Jack
bar?
Joseph, yeah.
Wow.
It was over by Mayberry Park.
How long was that there?
It was there when I was in high school.
Ah.
Yeah.
Old-timers bar,
yeah.
Probably.
Yeah. Yeah. And a young-timers bar, it turned out.
Really?
Yeah.
Shit.
Well, Chewy was it.
I don't know everything about Reno.
Yeah. Yeah, my neighborhood, we could go drink at that bar.
Far out.
Yep.
Everybody's a little bit gay in that situation.
Nah, that's not true. Well, maybe because there was no girls there. Hey, wait a
He's
minute.
He's fighting with himself.
Got tricked. But Jack Joseph wouldn't hang out at a place like that.
No. Well, Jack Joseph was okay with the gays. He was
I'm sure
like,
he was. He was
right?
cool with everybody.
He was like, just a great fucking guy.
You should check his obituary out because he had a big, long career.
Damn. Yeah. What did he die from? Well, I guess
he was
92,
yeah.
So, like, he just died. That it was motorcycle
right,
riding
yeah,
accident,
he died,
right?
Yeah, he died in a train wreck.
He was water skiing.
He was water riding. So.
Anyway.
All right.
Oh, rest
well,
in peace.
Well, local icon, rest in peace, dude. We love you, Jack.
Damn, he was a big part of my
Him
early
and Zombo
adulthood.
Are
at a certain point,
the same realm, you know?
At the night, there was nothing else on TV except Jack Joseph.
And it was the best. I never felt like I...
Yeah,
with,
when you
with
didn't
all the
have
fucking,
cable, you were gutter puck, all, you just put the antennas on and watched the old stations. You get like 3-4 stations.
With all the fucking channels I have now, there's often nothing to watch. But when Jack Joseph was feeding me those crappy movies, I could just sit and watch that for days. There was always
some bad
great.
Movies, too.
It was always great.
Nothing you ever heard of.
Right. It was fucking... That's the best.
Yeah.
It's like fun.
Damn. Well, that's really sad. I didn't know about that. Thanks, you guys.
Yeah, people get
bring
old,
me down.
Die, you know.
Sorry about that.
Fuck. If only we had a blues band that plays a blues song about.
You got any songs about death?
About Jack Joseph dying?
All right.
You got it.
Maybe get
I'm
those
sure
ready for the end of the show here.
Right now.
In honor of Jack, we should like play it, you know.
So seriously,
but,
though.
You can make that drinking song about him if you want.
Yeah, that would be a good idea.
We dedicate it to him.
Okay.
There we go.
That's fair.
Nice. See, we did something tonight, fellas. I'm proud of us all.
That's the end.
All right. Busking by Moonlight. What is the next gig besides the tour? Any booked gigs around Reno?
We don't have any booked gigs right now, actually. So But coming up is we're just hoping to go play out of Reno for once. We've been playing plenty of shows in Reno. Mm-hmm. So it's about time that we kind of branch out a bit. So, yeah, we're going to plan a weekend tour in January sometime. So stay tuned if we're coming out in your area.
Right. And you can check you on Facebook and Reverb Nation.
Yeah, exactly.
Very good. What do you got coming up this week, Chewbacca?
You know, family stuff, Star Wars. Going to going to go see you at dinner on Saturday.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
you're getting married and you're having a shower this weekend. So we're
that's
gonna go
right.
to that.
That's right. Me and Mike, you get married next.
Yeah, Wolfpack basketball January. Friday night against Santa Clara, 7 p.m. Lawler Event Center. Probably go there.
Very cool. Who do you like in the football this weekend?
The Raiders.
Yeah.
Who do you like in the football this weekend?
Raiders.
All right.
All right, Rick. Who do you like in the football?
I don't know. He's got the better ass.
Fucking Raiders. Raiders.
Right, that's what I'm into. So. Those pants are amazing.
Those silver pants?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
That's why I watch football.
Right. It's hard not
Total
to.
Total closet.
Like, fucking, wow.
Yeah. I'm just kidding. I love the Raiders, dude. Yeah,
me too. All right. What do you got going on, Rick?
I've had 6 weeks of straight recording with no breaks and no nothing, and it's been a mess, but a lot of great shit. Oh, I forgot to mention this last week I did Spencer. I didn't do Spencer. I did Spencer and Jack and Rachel from
what?
It was Rachel from what's that great band with the chains on the stage?
Oh, you mean Buster Blue?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Rachel from Buster Blue and Spencer and Zach came over and they all did like this little thing and they didn't have a name. So in my computer, they are unknown artist. So
it wasn't Pocahontas.
They may have named it since we recorded, but they did it all live in the same room, like with them. We mic'd everything in room mics, and it sounds really roomy and amazing. And they're all fucking. It was really cool. Like so that was really awesome. And I forgot to mention that I did that, and I love those guys. It was hella fun.
Yeah, Rachel's
Spencer,
a really nice lady.
Hella fun. One of the best interns we ever had. And
Spencer, yeah,
one of the greatest.
Oh, and speaking of Mason,
guitar players,
another white kid that sings like an old blues guy.
Yeah,
totally.
Yeah, so that guy's got some
you guys
soul.
Should
you guys
together,
hang out,
right?
Yeah.
like,
maybe do a duet
between the
or
two
something.
Of you, I think you're 105.
And my somebody I work with, my friend Sarah at Reno Carson Messenger, she used to be in the Big Bad with Spencer, and we were talking the other day on my birthday. We were having lunch because they bought me pizza. It was really nice. And found out she knows all kinds of people I know in Reno, and one of them was Spencer from Fail Machine and the podcast in Big Bad. Isn't that crazy?
Fuck.
Nice.
Small world, man.
Everybody,
small town.
Reno, I love Reno. Dude, in answer to what I'm doing now, that has all stopped, and now I'm going to focus on my family for a couple weeks.
Oh, for Christmas?
Yeah, in the holidays, and we're having a celebration of all the family's December birthdays, of which there
are many. Yeah, and it's birthday season right now too.
Yeah, it's all
9 months ago. People be fucking. You know how many people's born in December?
There's a shit
so many
fuck ton of people born in December.
Crazy. Just on my birthday, I'm all holy shit. All these. A bunch of cool people on my birthday, just my friends.
Yeah. Yeah, you and Rory and Nick had birthdays all within like a week each other.
Right. Yeah, it's weird. What sign are you, Chewbacca?
I'm a Cancer. I was born in June.
We had three Sages and a Cancer.
Yeah, the whole
I
got
to bring you guys back down to earth sometimes. You guys
Michelle really Bell, true. What are you?
Aquarius. She's Quirious.
Of course, she's the dawning of the age of Aquarius because she's a hippie.
Is the age of Aquarius over yet? It should be.
I wish.
Right, if only.
She's
a free-spirited flower child.
Oh, I'm really excited about next week's show, too, because it's going to be the Christmas show and the kids and fun stuff, and that'll be hella fun. Mm-hmm. And Riku's matured, and I can't wait to see if we can still get her to eat a bunch of sugar, freak out, and cry.
Yeah, my daughter will be here. Okay, so you're not going to do that to her.
I was like, can we give her sugar? Can we give her sugar? Cookie party.
You might be able to give
Mikey's
her some
coming in, too, because Mikey and Riku are like best friends.
Oh, everybody loves Riku.
It'll be a family thing.
Yeah. Later we'll have some fucking pie.
Very good.
Don't bring pie here if Rory's here, though.
No.
He'll be pissed.
Get that fucking pie away from me.
If you and that pie go stick each other up each other's ass.
So, yeah, tune in for that, you guys. We promise, like, not too many spoilers on it. I think, like, Riku, I don't know. No. It's
we
be
we
her,
can't really
her
fuck
review.
It all up.
We can't totally, fuck it up for you. So listen in, and that's going to be a fun Christmas show. fifth Christmas show.
I demanded Country Roads as a cover, so there will be some music, right?
What, the cool. John Denver song?
Yes.
Oh, I love that song. I heard it tonight.
They do a cover of it. Riku insisted.
Yeah, Princess Bums
Riku picked
did it
oh,
this
really?
Weekend. At,
Riku
or
said,
last
we,
weekend
Dad, we have to cover
Virginia.
This.
Virginia.
And they rewrote the lyrics for Nevada, for Reno.
Yeah, it was cool.
Or Nevada.
Very cool stuff.
So look forward to that, motherfucker, in your face.
So yeah. Sweet.
Take that, West Virginia. Bite me.
Amen.
All right, and so also coming up this week, of course, tonight, we got fucking Star Wars. See you there for the very first night of that. Also, let's see. If you're not going to do that, go see at the Potentialist Workshop, Reno Artworks. Go see Small Talk by Chad Sorg, local artist, one of my buddies. Very good weirdo kind of artist, dude. I just suck his dick. That will not be happening.
That's kind of fucked up,
at the show. Friday, speaking of art, Dan Steinmetz. You know, everybody knows.
I love
Dan. From what's his band called?
He's been in several of them that I've recorded. Yeah, the Enucleators.
The Enucleators was the most recent and the most badass, as far as I'm concerned.
And he was in Courtesy Stitch, and he's been in a bunch
Courtesy
of stuff.
Courtesy Stitch was awesome.
Yeah, that was. That was funny, but they never played out or anything.
I got their CD. It fucking rips.
Good CD.
It's really amazing.
But anyway, Dan's this amazing fucking artist. He does paintings and graphic work, and you should go see his artwork. He's really good.
I am only familiar with his drumming. I didn't even know that.
Yeah, I know, and I discovered him. I mean, I discovered his artwork the last time he did his first art show, and I'm like, where have you been hiding all this shit, dude? And he sold a whole bunch of them, and it's going really well for him, and because he's really good, and everybody knows it. So go see Dine Stamets' art show. That's going to be at the Foxy Olive starting Friday, tomorrow night, you guys. Also, if you doing the open mic, that's going on. The Reno Music Project every Friday at the Wildflower Village. Saturday, Elephant Rifle at PB&J's.
Oh, really?
Yeah, with a bunch of other bands. Also Saturday at Shays, there's an ugly sweater party with our friends Mary Jane Rocket, Reno We Have a Problem, and Mike Reed.
Fuck.
And then
Reno's rad.
Yeah, so that's your weekend for you folks. And Sunday there's football, so stay home and watch that.
Yeah, or watch the fucking Raiders kick whoever's ass they're playing.
Practice some music. Have sex with somebody.
That's a good
do
idea
something
too.
Good, yeah. You know. Do something fun this weekend.
It's gonna snow, so just stay in and do whatever the fuck you want.
Absolutely.
Are these young blues boys going to play a song after you say goodbye?
Yeah, I think they're going to play one or two songs. We're going to pack it with music this week, Phyllis. You got one or two?
Absolutely.
I have to use the restroom first, though.
You better hurry because it's coming up.
All right, go use the restroom and I'll tell everybody goodbye.
Put it back in again.
All right, so while they figure it out, for the Reverend Rory Dowd, who cannot be here, for Rick and Michelle in the back.
Yes,
for my good friend Chewbacca.
Yo.
My co-pilot this week. I'm the Reverend Rick Ramirez saying life is long and I hate you.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
This one is called Stars.
Thank you.
It's a present from Dick. Isn't it beautiful?
Dog War Studios.
Dick's coming very soon.
Like in the notebooks.